In Parshas Ekev, we read about the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. The pasuk says, "V'chalta v'sabata v'arachta." This is the only time where this mitzvah is mentioned in the Torah. There's a fascinating Gemara in Masechtas Brachas. The Gemara recounts a conversation between the Malachim and the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The heavenly angels asked Hashem, "In your Torah it is written that you don't favor anyone. Ashlo yisapanim. Hashem does not choose one nation over another without merit. However, regarding Klal Yisrael, it says, Yisa Hashem panav alecha. Hashem gives the Jewish people preferential treatment. So how do you reconcile these two psukim?" And Hashem replied to the angels, "How can I not show favor to them? They go over and above the call of duty. In the Torah it says, V'savata, I commanded them to bench only when they are satiated. And they are so meticulous and they bless me even after a shear of a kazayas, a much smaller amount." So we see the significance of Birchas HaMazon. Hashem favors us over all the other nations and gives us special blessings just because we are careful with the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. The Sefer Chinuch says something very powerful. Kach mekablani merabaisa. Have a Kabbalah for my rebbes, shekal hazar beberchas HaMazon. Whoever is careful with Birchas HaMazon, mezenoisev metzuyim loy, bekovet kol yomav. All of his life, he will have panasa with honor. The Chafetz Chaim said, let's think of how many hours throughout the day we are working and toiling trying to earn a living. People travel across the globe and they are away from their families for weeks and put themselves in harm's way to try to earn a living. And even with all that effort and struggle, it is still not guaranteed that they will succeed in their mission. And despite that, they still invest their time and money on a suffix that there will be matzliach. He writes in the Mishnah Brura, "Bebirchas HaMazon bekavana, benching with kavana, yesh lechem haftacha ma'abayir izbarach. It is guaranteed from the Rabbeinu Shloim himself that you will be successful. Shavtachasoy miskayem es lanetzach. Can there be a better investment than that? So how exactly should we bench? What method is guaranteed to work?" Says the Sefer HaChinuch, "Say each word slowly and with great kavana. Mitoch siddur ba'oisiyas gedolos. Bench from a siddur with large letters, because that helps with kavana. And when you say the words azanas oilam kuloi, you should have in mind that it's not your boss or your business or your father-in-law. It's Hashem that gives you panasa." And here's another guaranteed segula, and it's from a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. Reb Chisda said, "Do you know why I became wealthy? It's because when I wash in Tilas Yadayim, I wash with an abundance of water. And in return, my reward is handfuls of prosperity." We're always looking for different segulas and unconventional methods for panasa, which can take a lot of time and effort. And at the same time, we will eat mezoinas bread or crackers to avoid Birchas HaMazon, because it's such a hassle with the washing and the benching. That is the ultimate head-scratcher. Chazal tell us, if we are vigilant with washing our hands properly with lots of water and say Birchas HaMazon b'kavana from a siddur, it takes just a few minutes, hardly any effort at all, and it doesn't cost you a dime. And it is guaranteed from Hashem himself that we'll merit panasa b'chava. Recently, someone sent me this incredible story. There was a younger man from Borough Park who was going through a very difficult time with panasa. It was right before the summer, and he had to send his three boys to camp. But the school had already informed him that unless he paid off the tuition from the school year, they won't allow his sons at the camp. And you can just imagine the stress and tension he was under. That Shabbos, he attended a shir, and the Rav was speaking about how washing for bread and saying Birchas HaMazon with kavana is a guaranteed segula for panasa. Sitting there, Yungaman realized he never even washes for bread during the week. He eats mezoinas bread or crackers to avoid benching. And since he doesn't wash, neither does his wife or children. That means that in his home, the venerated words of Birchas HaMazon are only heard on Shabbos. 6 out of the 7 days, his home does not hear the words of benching. Inspired by the speech, he called a family meeting. He told them, "From now on, every morning for breakfast, I'm going to wash for bread and bench. And I want everyone else to do the same." And the children protested, "It takes so long to wash and bench, and we're rushing to catch the bus." So the father came up with a plan. He said, "I'll make a chart on the wall, and for every time you wash and bench, you will get $1. And the children happily agreed. A few days later, the father gets a phone call. He saw it was from the camp office, and he dreaded answering, assuming it was another reminder about his balance. Reluctantly, he picked up the phone. The camp director tells him, "I have good news for you. For the three boys that you're sending to camp, you now have a zero balance. He said, what? That can't be. I didn't send you any money. And the camp director tells him, listen to this. A man just walked into my office and he said, I need a schus, so I want to pay off the bill for a family that's struggling to send their boys to camp. Choose whichever family you think needs it most. And I chose your family. He was overjoyed. But the story doesn't end there. A week later, he received a letter from the IRS. Dreading bad news, he opens up the letter, only to find a check for $3,000. They explained that they had miscalculated this refund back in March. From then on, Parnassa became easier for him. All because he began washing for bread every morning and saying Birchas HaMazon B'Kavana. So starting tomorrow morning, wash with generosity, say Birchas HaMazon slowly from a siddur. Because in Hashem's world, Parnassa doesn't start in the office. It starts at your kitchen table. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.